From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting for the first time since a former Russian spy and his daughter were poisoned by a nerve agent in Britain. British Prime Minister is officially pointing the finger at who investigators think is responsible.
Pyongyang's been silent since...
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday that Britain must clarify its position on the poisoning before Russia will agree to speak about it. Skripal served in Russia's military intelligence agency, GRU, and was exchanged in a spy swap in 2010 on the runway at Vienna's airport. Now that U.S. President Trump says he's agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the U.S. is saying that the reclusive leader is not following up. Due to demands in U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's schedule, he's now cutting short his trip to Africa by about a day. The top U.S. diplomat is to meet with the Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari before heading home. While Tillerson was in Africa, President Donald Trump announced he accepted North Korea's invitation for direct talks with its leader, Kim Jong-un, by May. No specific plans, again, have not yet been set. One of the main Syrian rebels, groups in the besieged eastern Ghouta area, says it has reached an agreement with Russia. And the Taliban has captured a western Afghan district near the border with Iran after inflicting heavy casualties on government forces. Insurgents early Monday assaulted Anardara in the province of Farah and partially took control of the district headquarters. Taliban claimed it was in full control of the district near the police headquarters and surrounding areas. This is a